Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Today on the podcast, we are diving into a very interesting development in the AI travel industry. Since ChatGPT first launched, there's been some pretty obvious use cases for this in travel and essentially replacing and becoming a virtual travel agent. We had companies right off the get-go when GPT-4 launched and ChatGPT plugins launched, and with their big announcement, like Expedia and Kayak, who I believe is owned by Expedia, both coming out with integrations for using ChatGPT. And it makes a lot of sense, right? You could, instead of having to go to Expedia and click a bunch of drop downs and change all of your settings to have the perfect trip, you could be a lot more vague and get a lot more information using Expedia or Kayak.com's API. So you could say something like, I have a group of three people and we're looking to travel sometime in the spring. We really like these five countries. We'd love to go to somewhere with, you know, some waterfalls and somewhere that's really popular for beach destinations, whatever. And then you could give it some stipulations and it could go and you could say, like, I'm looking for things that within this price range. You can say things in a lot, like ranges, essentially, is what I'm saying. It's a lot easier to give ranges to something like ChatGPT, whereas when you're looking at something on Expedia or Kayak, normally you're saying, I'm looking for these and these dates with this many people. And I want to go to this destination, and then it will give you, you know, quotes for that. So I think there was a really cool use case for this where it could give you really customized, personalized results based off of what you're looking for in a way that it wasn't really possible to do before. So obviously, ChatGPT had a big impact on travel. Now, what is that? Why is that important for today? So today, Priceline, which is, you know, Expedia's big competitor, a big travel agency company, they announced that they're going to be using Google's AI to power their virtual travel agent. And I think this is a really interesting story right now because with the way travel is going and with the way AI in general is going and the way it's getting integrated into every line, you very often see that one of the easiest ways to do this is everyone is just grabbing an API to OpenAI and integrating it into the products. And I think this is a really interesting point where we're seeing, you know, one of the big competitors in a space kind of go against that. And instead of partnering directly with OpenAI, they're going with Google. Now, this is kind of interesting, and I'm not sure how much this plays into it, but for those that don't know, Expedia, who is kind of regarded as one of the biggest online travel agencies, was actually a spin-out from Microsoft way back in the day, I believe the 90s. And what happened was there was an internal team there that were working on ways to create essentially internet companies. It's kind of around the dot-com bubble area. And Expedia was a spin-out where it was like, you know, Microsoft was testing different use cases of the internet, and Expedia was very successful. So it ended up getting spun out as its own company. It was its own travel company. I'm not sure if Microsoft owns shares in that company or what the arrangement there was. I do know that, you know, around the time Microsoft had a lot of issues around anti-competitive stuff. And so I'm assuming they didn't really want to convolute their business, you know, like, oh, we have this travel arm and we have, you know, the Windows arm and all these different arms. And so Expedia was sold off or spun off into its own independent company. Now, the reason I bring that up is because I do think it is very interesting that with the launch of ChatGPT, Expedia and Kayak, which is owned by Expedia, were chosen as like the two travel examples that got early access to GPT-4. They got to integrate GPT-4 into their platforms before anybody else. They got to create GPT-4 plugins on ChatGPT's platform before anybody else. And I wonder if that is because they had ties to Microsoft and if Microsoft was able to pull that, or simply because they're just one of the biggest. I'm not sure. But in any case, it does make it more interesting now that Priceline, their big competitor, isn't going the same route, isn't doing the same thing, but is going with Google. And I wonder if this is, you know, they're worried that, you know, perhaps Expedia is always going to have the one up. They always have the in. When the new GPT-5 model comes out, it's going to be Expedia that gets it first, and Priceline is going to be left in the dust. So you know, there's like preferred vendors essentially going on with this. So I'm not sure if that's the case or why, but perhaps Google approached them. But it is interesting that Priceline is going with Google, and this is one of the first big companies as I've said, that is going with Google. And I think this is a really awesome thing for the ecosystem. It's showing that we do have a lot of options, and I think this is going to be really powerful. Now, that being said, I believe that there is a lot of different benefits to going with Google, and one of those is a lot of the new tools from Google's cloud division. They give Priceline access to some really powerful generative AI that they have been building, and I think that this is going to, I think just partnering with their cloud division, perhaps Priceline is also, by doing this, getting a deal on the cloud computing and those costs as well. So this will be interesting for Priceline. I think, you know, really embracing this new technology is going to help with a lot of different travel features that they have. And I think that they're really exploring right now how this entire AI segment is impacting travelers. And as you look at it, you know, its big rival Expedia has said that ChatGPT is going to power all the conversations on their smartphone app, on their website. And it's going to give them, it's going to give a lot of travelers inspiration on places to book. So not just, you know, answering their query, but also, you know, kind of pre-search, trying to help them find places to book ahead of time. And so I think we're going to be seeing these two big companies duking it out between Microsoft and Google. And I think this is awesome for the ecosystem. I'll be really excited to see if there's other apps that decide to go with Google over OpenAI, and to see you know, what the differences in the products that are coming out of that. But in any case, I think this is a really big move, and I will be definitely following this very closely in the future. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150, and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.